Hi, I'm Jeremy Stahl. I'm Slate's jurisprudence editor. Ordinarily, I edit our courts and legal coverage from the comfort of my home office in Los Angeles, but for the next month and a half, I will be locked in a lower Manhattan courtroom with the rest of the press, a jury of 12 New Yorkers, Justice Juan Merchan, prosecutors, Trump's defense team, and the former president himself as history unfolds. I've temporarily moved myself and my family from Los Angeles to New York to cover this case firsthand, like I have done in other cases, including the Paul Manafort case, the Roger Stone criminal trial, and Donald Trump's first impeachment. I'm hoping that my background knowledge of the many, many criminal travails of our former president can offer something to you, Slate's listener. Over the next several weeks, you'll be hearing from me on Amicus, Slate's legal podcast, and in articles on Slate.com. From the jury selection, to the opening arguments, to the witness testimony and cross-examination, and the prosecution's case and the defense's case, and ultimately to a final verdict. We will be providing you wall-to-wall coverage throughout the entirety of the trial as it unfolds from the courtroom. There's no way I'd be able to do it without the support of Slate Plus. So if you're not already a subscriber, please join today by clicking Try Free at the top of the Amicus show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/amicusplus to get access wherever you listen. Thank you so, so much.
In the 1970s, David Duke was America's best-known white supremacist.
The American white people are searching and are reaching out for a movement, and the Ku Klux Klan is that movement.
In the 80s and 90s, Duke became a political phenomenon.
There's something very scary about the election of David Duke.
The former imperial wizard of the Ku Klux Klan.
Ex-Klansman David Duke.
David Duke.
We had no big political endorsements. Even the President of the United States came out against us. But we won!
I'm Josh Levine, Slate's national editor. I grew up in Louisiana, and as a kid, I watched David Duke win elected office and come close to taking control of the entire state. Back then, I had no idea how the David Duke story was going to end. On the new season of Slow Burn, I'm going to look back at the Duke movement and how he nearly became Louisiana's governor.
He really believed that inside every white person was a racist trying to get out.
We could feel the fish hooks of his propaganda, like hooking into part of our brains and just reeling us off to the side.
How did David Duke take off?
Duke was a master scapegoater. He was saying things about taxes and welfare that people wanted to hear.
And why did people support a Nazi sympathizer and former Klan leader?
You're warned about Duke, and then when he don't turn out to be this monster, you give him more credit for not being the monster than you would give somebody who's never been a monster.
There's a lot I didn't know about Duke and about all the strange and dangerous stuff swirling around him.
You know, finally, one morning, I leaned over and said, David, he said, yeah, Beth, I said, are you out of your mind?
Who was David Duke?
I'm still standing up for the white race. I don't deny that. I think that we have rights.
You know the definition of hypocrisy.
And what did it take to stop him?
I hope I'm wrong. I hope he fades away. I hope all this was incredibly useless and ridiculous and none of this comes to pass. But I'm a great believer in history and learning from history and not repeating mistakes of history.
Slow Burn Season 4, David Duke, coming soon, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever feel like there's nothing new in the news? You know there are urgent things happening in the world around you, but all you hear is noise. That's why we made What Next. Our goal is to tell you the stories you haven't heard before, or maybe a different side to the story you thought you already knew all about. I'm Mary Harris, the host of What Next. And I love my job because it helps me cut through the noise of the news. And then I get to bring it to you. Together, we can figure out what next.